This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Wednesday, May 15th, on the radio, on the air, the DJV program, DJV podcast, the most recent one. You can hear us talking about a new study that says most American adults haven't made a new friend in years. Okay, good for you. Also on the podcast, Amazon's surprising new business venture. And also we talk about the winners and losers after the IPO from Uber last week. Another new study on the DJV podcast has revealed disgusting amounts of germs in the back of an Uber car or a Lyft vehicles. I was surprised to learn as we were having the conversation there were more germs in these things than there were in cabs. I find that hard to believe, but, you know, I always
cabs
believe whatever
get cleaned
Victoria
regularly.
Tells me. Tiger Woods being sued in that wrongful death lawsuit of an employee at his restaurant in Jupiter. And we also on the podcast try to figure out how much jail time actress Felicity Huffman is going to serve after she pled guilty to mail fraud. All that and lots of other fun things, informative things, at DJVShow.com. That's where the podcast is, on demand, DJVShow.com. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, here every day at your service and on your side. Jennifer, shall we talk about the tariffs? What's the latest? Is there any late news on the tariffs and how they'll hit our wallets?
Well,
or we talk about
a little travel. I got a little travel story for you, but we can mention the tariffs. Certainly, it's a big story. The good news is that yesterday the stock market rebounded a bit because it had taken a dump the day before, and that a lot of people, the market is kind of, you know, schizophrenic, and they get worried and they panic, and that kind of thing happens a lot. And yesterday it seemed that President Trump made some comments about how the negotiations are still going on, that he felt like we were going to get a deal. And I don't know if that was it, but somehow it boosted confidence in the market, which helped
get a deal.
Which helped get everything kind of back in the right direction.
But the farmers who sell to China are feeling the pain. Make no mistake
about
it.
And that's why Trump's talking about subsidies for these farmers. Again, where that money goes, we don't know. But I think he realizes that that's an important block for him. And so he's trying to figure out something to offset their pain.
Right. Buying their votes with our tax money.
Right. Hooray. Exactly right. Not a fan of it when anybody does it, actually.
No.
But
so do we have any update on the military? I understand that many troops have been, or not told, but I guess there was a conversation about forces being on alert in Iraq to maybe go into Iran. Is that
Well, there's a lot of non-essential personnel has been removed from Iraq because there's credible intelligence that showed Iran was planning something on what they called American interests. And if you know anything about the region, that means probably something to do with Iraq. So non-essential personnel are cleared out. And we've also brought in a couple of aircraft carriers, not just one, but two, and lots of military might just to kind of hang out in the Persian Gulf for just to show force against Iran. The president was asked yesterday whether or not he was going to deploy troops, and he said no. I guess the New York Times reported he was going to send over a few hundred troops, and he said no. If that were the case, they'd be overwhelmed by the troops. So, they're not budging, saying that they're trying to start a war. They're just trying to show some strength in the face of some of the intelligence that was received about things that Iran was up to.
Mm-hmm. All right, so what were you actually going to start with?
I was going to tell you about a Southwest Airlines passenger who got booted from a flight at Sacramento International Airport last week after jokingly asking a flight attendant if the water being handed out was vodka. This seems to be a little crazy.
What?
Huh? Yeah. This was a flight that happened on May 8th, and it was from Sacramento to Austin by way of Los Angeles, so they had to stop in L.A. And it had been delayed for several hours because of a maintenance light and the need to refuel when flight attendants began to pass out water to passengers. So they're sitting on this ground hold. So the passenger said something like, quote, "They should be passing out vodka because we've been waiting so long." That was according to another passenger on the flight, referring to the man's kind of witty remark, or at least he was trying to be witty. The flight attendant, who the passenger described as young, was not amused. She came by and was like, I don't think that, and I didn't like your joke. Then apparently, I guess the guy's wife butted in and said, look, it's just that we've been on this plane for hours. So she responds, well, so have I, so get used to it. Then, all of a sudden, whoa, she goes up to the front of the plane on the telephone and makes some kind of phone call. Now, the passengers came to the man's defense after the plane turned back to the gate after they had already started to taxi, and several Sacramento County Sheriff's deputies came on board to escort him off. People started yelling. People stood up. I guess this passenger who gave the account to the local news stood up. People were saying the man didn't do anything. Now, he wasn't charged with any crime, but they did file a complaint with Southwest against the flight attendant because they wanted in the records to see if it'll prevent it from happening again. The guy who talked about this said, I've been flying for decades. I've never seen anything like this. Southwest did not quite apologize, but they did release a statement that said, we regret any less than positive experience a customer has on the aircraft.
You know
we
what?
We welcome 100 million customers found every year and maintain the comfort of home.
Bourgeois.
Yeah. Well, I have actually become said that same joke. I've made that joke.
Course.
Flight attendants.
Doesn't sound bad at all.
No.
You know, these people are taking themselves way too seriously. Yes, there are problems with people no matter. You're in the people business. You're in the people passenger business. So you better train the stewardesses better. Exactly.
There's a difference in saying, like, if you don't give me vodka, I'm going to, like, I'm going to create hell on this plane. That's so different.
Did the flight attendant forget that, like, she's getting paid to be there? Who cares if you're also stuck on the plane?
Yeah.
Like, okay, you're going to pay everyone else who's there. Like,
you're getting overtime when you get stuck on the plane. We have to pay for the beauty
right.
being
well,
stuck on the plane.
This just goes to show the state of the airline business in America. There are a couple of lists that have come out in the last few days. One of them, the safest airline, 10 safest airlines, and the only American carrier on the list is Alaska Airlines. And then the five airlines that have the most legitimate claim on offering free, you know, they use, not free seats, but cheap seats. They use that as a come on, and they only have like three seats in a plane at $148. The rest of them are all $400, that kind of stuff. And American airlines, not just American, but in general, with the exception of Delta, which seems to have gotten its act together after some problems when they merged with Northwest. But United is awful. American, oy. And Southwest has become just like them. I noticed the last time I flew on Southwest, I'm trying to remember where the heck I flew. I didn't go somewhere down south, and I flew Southwest, and it was awful. The steward, the flight attendants were not like these. They weren't fun. Yeah, they used to.
They used to be the fun airline.
Herb Kelleher, who founded it, had a good sense of humor. He died last year or earlier this year. And with that went, I think, the guy who's now the CEO of Southwest, another bean counter, like the guys that are running American and all the rest of them. They're just interested in the money, and that's it. Sure, they're there to protect the interests of the stockholders, for sure, but for God's sakes, how do you do it if you continue? I mean, they're so big and so many people. Southwest carries more passengers than any other domestic airline. Mm-hmm. And yet, more and more, you see the results of growing too big and not being able to train people so that they sign. I'm sure people listening to this program either fly Southwest, like it, work for Southwest, but you don't have the same, you really don't. You don't have the same aura around you as you used to. You just don't.
Here's a quick question, because I don't know how this works, but do flight attendants have to go to, like, one school, and then they go and apply to work at different airlines?
Training
or does
every
each
year.
Individual airline
my sister,
train everyone
my sister
differently?
My sister has worked for, well, she worked for Northwest
when she was out of college, and she's one of the, she's 70, how old is my sister now? 75, 76, something like
I'm
that.
Sure she appreciates it too.
Yeah, I know, right? but is there one school that
she goes
has
every
to go
year?
To?
She goes every year to a training session, mm-hmm. and when you start, you go for 2 weeks. I believe the training sessions are on how to deal with passengers and new things, a day on passenger and a day on what are new planes, you know, how you have to know
right.
what...
But is that... But see, my question, though, is this specific to each airline?
Yeah, like, from,
Southwest,
the FAA or from the airline itself?
No, it's the airline itself would do that.
Okay, so Southwest would, in theory, would train their flight attendants maybe differently than Delta might. If Southwest was the fun airline and they were supposed to deal with customers maybe in a better way or a softer way, I just... That's where it seems a little confusing because... Whenever you're flying a different airline, and I fly I have no loyalty to any one airline. There are certain airlines that just feel like the flight attendants are trained differently and better. JetBlue is definitely one that jumps to mind.
Yeah.
American, I think, is terrible. I've never had a great experience with any American flight attendant. And Delta, I think, is a little bit better. United is in the pits. I think that's terrible too. But it seems like it does vary from airline to airline. And it's a shame if Southwest is losing that as well.
Yeah. JetBlue, I took JetBlue to Baltimore last week, and it was a quick flight, clean, and everybody was happy, and but most of the people I've found on JetBlue are not Americans, are not Native Americans. They are Americans, I shouldn't say Americans, but they're not Native Americans. I find very few whenever I'm on JetBlue. Most of them are of Hispanic origin. And that's okay. And they do seem to be maybe more polite. So it brings me around to ask the question, rhetorically or otherwise, are people that are not born in America, not necessarily raised in America, more polite than people who are? Interesting cultural question, don't you think? Think about other...
I think it really depends on the person and their upbringing. I don't know if that's cultural. I think certainly people's warmth is different culture to culture. I think some people are taught to be, especially women, taught to be more standoffish or taught not to be based on cultural norms from their society. But I really think friendliness at the heart of a person probably comes from a lot of circumstances surrounding.
How you hire,
are there
how
any
you
requirements
train.
About friendliness for flight attendants?
No.
I can tell you I've flown a lot, and they're not.
Yeah.
But that was the fun thing about Southwest. When you don't have a seat assignment, you know, they like sing the safety card to you. I mean, it used to be the fun airline. So
yeah, not anymore.
No.
All right, that's the update for this quarter of the DJV program. Now I have an update for you. If you're tackling everyday tasks and not feeling like you have the same vim, vigor, and vitality that you used to, especially men who need perhaps a little oomph in their drive and performance. And the solution, as we look around to see the various possibilities, there are all kinds of things on the market to give you the old get up and go. The one I found that really is quite good is NuGenix. 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 As you stay in shape or work hard to stay in shape, this is a good way supplementation-wise to make your workouts a little more productive. Also adds, because it's pretty much testosterone, adds to your focus at work and your focus on being able to be a good lover, all of that stuff. NuGenix helps out a lot. You can see and feel the difference. It's an important part of life, having energy, preserving your energy and performance as you get older. So try NuGenix and see how it does in terms of maximizing your energy. It's guaranteed or your money back. As a matter of fact, the first bottle is free. You want to work on boosting your libido? Go to your phone and text FORCE to 321-321. Text FORCE to 321-321. Get a complimentary bottle of NuGenix. It'll be forwarded to you without cost. Be on your way to becoming more confident. All you have to do is text FORCE to 321-321. That's FORCE to 321-321 for NuGenix. Hooray! Jennifer and Victoria and Kara here on the DJV program at 21 after the hour.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains is the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is what Flo from Progressive sounds like in one of our many hilarious commercials.
You and basic motorcycle policies start at just $75 a year. I know, right? Do you think I say I know right too often? I do. I know, right? I have to stop, don't I? I know.
And this is what that same commercial sounds like on your motorcycle.
I know.
Even our commercials are better on a bike. Progressive keeps you on yours. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee. Receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Three and change at the hour. Music time this hour on the DJB program. Victoria, Kara, and Doug with some music and some notes on certain music stars donating important memorabilia for a massive Girls of Rock auction. Stevie Nicks, to whom you are listening now, Mavis Staples, Casey Musgraves, and some other really high-profile artists are donating instruments, signed memorabilia, and other items as part of the Girls Rock Reverb Gives auction. There you go. This is a week-long sale. Launches next Tuesday via the Reverb. Say it again, Doug. The Reverb site, which is what? Reverb.com?
I guess reverb.org. I think if you just type it in Reverb, it comes right up. Okay. It might be .org, yeah.
Yeah. So what they're trying to do here, Victoria, the benefit for all of this paraphernalia being sold are 10 nonprofits focused on empowering female and LGBTQ youth using the music. Other people participating, Joan Jett, Dolly Parton, Patti Smith. Let's see, Kelly Clarkson's got some stuff in this, Reba, Nora Jones, Bonnie Raitt, Loretta Lynn, Annie Lennox, the Indigo Girls, wow, what a list. Little Big Town, Lita Ford, Fergie, and James Taylor. I don't know Lita Ford. Is the only name on
She's
the
like an 80s singer. She's see? Pretty big in the 80s, like hard rock kind of scene, yeah.
Okay, yep. All right, so there's, oh yeah, there's, that's... Nothing better than that. But crank that up. There you go. Annie Lennox. Something about her voice. I call maybe haunting. There's something about her. Kind of. I put her in the same category, frankly, as Stevie Nicks. Maybe other people
oh,
might
yeah.
not.
Yeah, I would, too. Absolutely. And I think haunting is the right word. There is such an amazing tone to her voice.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yep. Featured items that are up for sale include a Stevie Nicks autographed Sennheiser microphone. I happen to be using a Sennheiser microphone myself right now. A pair of Joan Jett sneakers worn on tour. Hopefully washed before you get them. Otherwise,
no, ooh, that's the part. You want Joan's sweat in there.
Sweat and smell. Okay. An Epiphone electric guitar used by the Indigo Girls and a show poster signed by Bonnie Raitt and James Taylor. That'd be kind of cool. They are good together. I've always been a big fan of hers. Yeah, crank that up. She's fabulous, I think. Straighten herself out. Father is a very famous singer, John Raitt, Broadway star. Bonnie grew up in that tradition early on, had some trouble with drugs, but shook it. In addition to autographed items, a lot of gear, vinyl, clothing, the Girls Rock Reverb is also going to provide concert tickets and experiences for artists like Pink and the B-52s, the latter paired with a meet and greet. That's worth some dough. Mavis said, quote, "For the younger female generation looking into a career of music, I would say to embrace what makes you unique. Put your heart and soul into your craft and keep your support system close to you." She ought to know. She's been at it for 62 years. That's a pretty good career, I would say.
Still
would you say?
Doing it really well,
yep,
too.
Still is. The auction aligns with the Reverb Gives initiative, which aims to help student musicians get instruments. The sale benefits the Bay Area Girls Rock Camp, Girls Rock Columbia, Girls Rock Philly, Omaha Girls Rock, Rock and Roll Camp for girls in Salt Lake City, Girls Rock Dublin, and Femix in Belgrade. That's over in Serbia. So it's not just for people in our country, but for folks around the world. Last year, they raised $20,000 for the Girls Rock Camp Alliance through a similar auction that featured items from Gaga, Hayley Williams, and Dolly. So good luck to them. 28 after on the DJB show.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring is prime home buying season, so if you're thinking about buying a home, right now is the time to lock a low rate, which can save you money every month on your new mortgage. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Calidrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach, like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TopLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at TopLoss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. TopLoss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hoping to press a showdown before the U.S. Supreme Court concerning Roe v. Wade, Republicans in Alabama's state Senate have passed a bill that will ban nearly all abortions, even in cases of rape and incest. Democratic Minority Leader Bobby Singleton pleading with the state's governor not to sign that bill.
I say to Governor Ivey, don't sign this bill. This bill would not be the test case for Roe versus Wade.
Republican Governor Kay Ivey has not publicly said if she will sign that bill. The State Department's ordering all non-emergency government employees in Iraq to leave that country. The order comes as the Defense Department's been warning about a possible threat to Americans in Iraq from Iranian-backed forces as tensions rise between Washington and Tehran. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Ken here from Income Store. Did you know of the top 10 reasons an employee stays at a company for more than 2 years? The seventh reason is the pay or the salary. The first six reasons have nothing to do with money. Things like they feel part of a team, they know they belong, their voice is heard, they're respected. Also, employees go through five phases within a couple days to 6 months of any new position. Excitement, education, reality, doubt, then clarity. Did you know it's a manager's job to walk them to clarity as fast as possible? If you need to know these fundamental principles, If you need to know these fundamental principles, I can't say this. This is awesome. This is like a blooper roll. Hey, you know what? If you need tips and techniques like this to grow your business today, you got to check out door number one of Income Store. If you just need somebody to literally hold your hand and get you to the finish line, check out door number two of IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Before half the hour, I'm Doug Steffen here with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schoen. Before Victoria, you take it. I was wanting. Sounds very Midwestern, doesn't it? Grammatically, I was wanting to say I was kind of wanting to make an observation. Last night on PBS, I watched for a little while the frontline overview of the Mueller report and. As you can imagine, it takes a sort of liberal slant. That's what PBS does. And that's okay for those who understand that that's what they're doing. But I was taken back, I guess especially because I'm looking at this report today from Rod Rosenstein about how when he was questioned, he talked about how justified the probe of Russia was and the fact that closing it off, as had been suggested, was not really an option for him or others who were pursuing the investigation. And he was discredited a lot. I don't have any strong feelings about him one way or another. I think he's become, the system is just so politicized. You want to find somebody objective someplace, don't look in Washington. from somebody who's, except maybe Mueller. Mueller has a reputation of being pretty objective.
Anyway.
Well, now that the report is out, everyone says he's objective, but he was the devil the whole time he was investigating.
Yeah.
which is, you know, also part of...
One of the things, Victoria, that came out in this expose on Frontline were the people who Mueller hired. I had never really paid much attention. I did see something in an article once about the folks who were hired to do the lawyers. Because when Mueller was appointed, he was the only one. Found an office in Washington, and he went in and he was told, hire who you want. Here's the budget. I don't even know where the budget. Who came up with the budget? I guess it came from the Justice Department. And go spend your money and hire these people. And he hired some very high visibility, high profile lawyers who'd done a lot of political work and corruption work. And they were really, a couple of people described as almost like attack dogs. So he wasn't taking the low road. He was taking the highest and toughest road with the people he hired. So anyway, I look at that and then as part of what they presented was the press conference where Trump and Putin were together after some G2 meeting or whatever it was. But they'd had a confab and they came out, the two of them, and they were asked a lot of questions about the hacking. And one reporter asked Trump whether he believed Putin or whether he believed the Justice Department. And I'm laughing because I remember the look on his face. The look on Putin, you know, Putin plays like he doesn't understand English, but he understands.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. He understands every word that's being said.
Yeah.
So he puts the thing in his ear like he's listening to the translation. Doesn't need the translation.
He's probably got Russian music on.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Right. Or his girlfriend whispering sweet nothings in his ear. Anyway, so Trump, the press is aghast when this young pup gets up and asks him, "Who do you trust? Putin, who told you he didn't do it? Or the people in the Justice Department who says he did it?" And he looked at the crowd and says, "Well, I trust Putin. He told me he was very strong." So today, there's a story floating around. I'm trying to put it all in context and not make it take too long, but I find it very interesting that today it appears that at least in two Florida counties, they have proven that the Russians have hacked voter databases. And that was just before the election 3 years ago. The governor there said, and actually he was briefed by the FBI, the hackers didn't change the data, didn't change the outcome, but they knew they were in to the databases. So here's the question that you kind of wrestle with a little bit. Do they have, because they can get in, can they change the results? That's not clear to me. They can get access and have so that they know what's going on, but can they manipulate the votes? That I
think that answer is very clear that that's a yes, and that's why this has become, over the last few years, this was towards the end of the Obama administration.
Yeah.
They were talking about cybersecurity really needing to be almost its own sub-branch of government, and I completely agree with that. When you go, you know, we talked about every once a year, we've mentioned that there's that little hacking convention, well, it's not little, but that hacking convention, and there are usually some kids, and there are kids that are sometimes as young as 12 years old, and each year they have a different target that they have to hack into. One year it was like the Nest home security, you know, the home camera system. That's super easy to hack, apparently. One year it was a certain kind of smart car. I think it was a Tesla, actually. No, this year it was a Tesla because Tesla wanted to see what their vulnerabilities were. So it's actually a smart business move. And then last year it was a voting booth. And like a 12-year-old girl hacked into it in minutes and was able to manipulate the data. So the answer to the question is yes.
I mean, look at I look at the voting, the boxes that we use in Fremont. We use a paper ballot and it goes into a box and, and it gets counted by the city clerk. And I think to myself, okay, at least you know because you got the paper there what
they get
actually
scanned in
is doing.
And then,
they get scanned in.
Yeah, that's how it is in New York where I vote. So, it's but yes, the answer is absolutely yes. They can manipulate anything, and it's a very scary thought. but something we can't just say, oh, Russia didn't do anything. It's not just Russia. It's Chinese hackers. The Chinese hackers have been doing it for longer than the Russians that we know of.
Yeah, absolutely
something needs to be done about it. We have to maintain the integrity of our elections. And I think, you know, separate from all the Trump stuff, I think that is what most Americans probably in their hearts felt. The Russia investigation, did Russia manipulate our election? And if so, every single American should be outraged. It doesn't matter who won. It doesn't matter what side of the aisle you're on.
Anybody manipulated.
Did another country manipulate our election?
Whether the crooked Waldeman in Chicago manipulated the election, that happens all the time. Boston, notorious for having cheaters. In the election, for as long as there have been elections.
Yeah, but just having a foreign entity involved in it, I think that I think that's really what is the most important.
We joke about the cheating done by the crooked politicians in America, but we don't laugh about the Chinese
and we shouldn't laugh about it.
Involved in it. All right. No, I took away your...
I've got a quick update on a story that we've been following for months now, the 737 MAX story. Federal regulators are heading to Capitol Hill today, and now there's going to be some testimony. A few weeks ago, there were some revelations about the problems with the Boeing 737 MAX. We're still, just in case everyone hasn't been following, we are still waiting for that software fix. Remember that software fix that was supposed to come in? And 2 weeks later,
months before planes are back in the air.
Boeing
is resisting it is really the thing that I'm wondering about. At what cost to them if they're cranking 27 of these things out a month, average one a day, and they have orders for 2,400 of these planes.
Now, yeah, but listen to this. The latest Boeing reported in the month of April, they had zero new orders for jets. Zero. Yeah. And I agree with you. I don't know why they've been dragging their feet on this, but today the FAA's current acting administrator, his name's Daniel Elwell, he is expected to face questions from lawmakers about how the 737 MAX was certified to begin with. What steps will be taken?
Well, it was certified by them. Boeing certified themselves without the FAA. Yeah.
Yep. So now the actual head of the FAA is a guy named Stephen Dixon, and he's going to testify at a separate hearing. Yes, he is the former Delta Airlines executive. He was a military pilot. He has not yet publicly commented on the 737 MAX and the grounding. He has identified safety as one of his qualifications for and priorities on the job, so that's going to be important where he takes the FAA going forward. And so the FAA is basically still waiting for Boeing to complete the software update. They have not been able to do it, because if they could, they would have done it right away.
Of course,
MAX 8 and MAX 9s remain grounded worldwide, and so we'll see where this goes. But I think it's time that I'm glad the government is getting involved now, because we need answers. We need accountability.
Well, what's going to happen is the airlines that, remember, pretty much most of the major airlines in the world split their orders 50-50 between Boeing and Airbus. A little, it's like 55-45 Boeing to
What's Airbus,
Airbus
stock like right now? It's probably pretty it's good,
not,
right?
No, it's not a public company. It's owned by the British, the Spanish, the French, and the Germans. The countries own it. And that was one of the big beefs with Boeing. They took them to the world whatever market thing because they were subsidizing each country was putting about $1 billion a year into subsidizing Airbus, so that's why their planes are cheaper than, and that Boeing says, well, how can we compete with these guys giving $4 billion a year to the operation, and we don't have any subsidies? That's not really true, because they get a little tax break here and there, but not like they do with the Airbus. But the Airbus product is improved. Boeing's real gem at the moment is the 787, which is a fabulous airplane. Had a few problems at the beginning with the batteries and stuff, but they fixed that. And that is at the moment, that's a very, very popular airplane.
And where does that fly? Is that an international?
That's a mid-range, yes, a mid-range international. Mid is not as big as the 777, but you can fly into more secondary cities with it. Like you can fly Boston to Dublin. Instead of, you wouldn't use the old 767s you'd use. It sort of replaced the 767. The 777 was meant to replace the 747 in terms of size, and the 787 is meant to replace the 767. They never really replaced the 757, and it's a very popular plane. A lot of the airlines still use them a lot, even though they're an old plane, because there's nothing around quite like them. They're trying to make one of the things that the Boeing 737 was supposed to do, as they stretched it to the 9, was make it the same size as the 757, but still not as comfortable because it's just not as big a plane. And so that's where the Airbus A321 has come in and replaced a lot of the 757s because it's the same size plane. That's the one they're using on coast to coast. I fly it, the 321. I never thought I'd say that I would be comfortable in a 321, but the newer 321s, the three-cabin 321s, are very comfortable.
That's what we fly on Aer Lingus back and forth to Ireland. I've always loved those flights. Because as a tall person, standing up and not having to crouch down, having just so much more room on the wide body, it's a very comfortable flight. More leg room, it's nice.
All right, good update. 46 past the hour. Here's an update on how you whiten your teeth, brighten your teeth, make your smile much more infectious. That's what you'd like to do, right? Brilliant teeth, brighter, whiter, with minimal sensitivity. If you've tried to whiten your teeth, maybe you've gone to the dentist and he charges $600 for doing it, and maybe you've tried those what do you call those tray things that you stick in your mouth and leave them there for 30 minutes. You don't think that's a pain in the you-know-what. It is. So here comes Power Swabs. Actually been around 8 or 9 years. I've been talking about them on the air since they first went public. Dr. Martin Ginniger came on my program really early on. I think it was 2011, 2012, to talk about what he had put together. He is the leading whitening expert in the country. He used it on his patients, then he sold it to other dentists, and then he said, well, I might as well sell it to the public. So no strips, no trays. You don't have to leave anything in your mouth, just power swabs. Yeah, take the, shall I try a demonstration here? I haven't done this for a while. All right, you snap open the tube. I have some right here in the studio. And then you take the Q-tip and you put it on your teeth, just whiten your teeth. How long it takes me to go around, now that I've done the uppers, and now I'll take another step, and the lowers, like this. And I'm doing all my teeth in that much time. And then 5 minutes, I will notice a difference. And if you were looking at me, you'd notice a difference too. That's how it works. 5 minutes. Try it every 5, 6, 7 days. A couple of shades each time. Wow, what a great smile. So you want to leave a lasting impression, then you ought to call 800-208-1797 right now. Power Swabs, use the DJV code, you get it at half the retail price. Power Swabs, 800-208-1797. What a fabulous way to get a brighter and whiter smile. Power Swabs, call today, 800-208-1797 and get them at half price.
Right now, Doctors Without Borders medical teams are operating in some of the most remote and dangerous corners of the world. When front yards become front lines, when disaster erupts, when disease rages, when communities collapse under crisis, at the crossroads of conflict and epidemic, where there are no hospitals, that's where we operate. We go where conditions are the worst because that's where we're needed most. In nearly 70 countries, we're saving lives threatened by violence, disease, malnutrition, and catastrophic events. Donors are vital to our mission. Your response is critical to our response in places where a few others will go. That's where we operate. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
Mo
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Okay, now let's see, want to pull your tooth out. P-U-D-U-L-L. Full tooth, T, P, U-L-L, T-O-T-H-U-E-R. Pull your tooth out. Boy, this is going to hurt.
One of the funniest buggers that ever was in television or movies, Tim Conway. Probably, I don't know, people say he was best known as one of the stars of Carol Burnett. I don't know that I agree with that. I think on his own, I remember him when I was in college in Ohio in the 1960s. He, the 50s and 60s, after he got out of the Army, he was on the radio and on television with a guy named Ernie Anderson. For those of you who grew up in the Cleveland area in that era, he was Goulardi. On the late night, they did late night movies on Friday and Saturday night, and it was hysterical. They would do the stupidest, funniest, craziest stuff. Goulardi was this big, gangly-looking guy who had a big, deep voice. He went on to be the voice of ABC, but he was the host, and they'd just do stupid, crazy. He and Tim Conway, and then he just went on to do wacky sketches with Carol Burnett. Do some of these movies, Mad About You, Two and a Half Men, he was on that. He was on movies like The World's Greatest Athlete, The Apple Dumpling Gang. It just went on and on, Chucker. You know, it just,
you know what's interesting about the
covered Carol Burnett show, which I loved when I was a kid. I thought that was an iconic piece of TV, is that when he did skits with Harvey Korman, like the clip we just played, you could see how Harvey Korman and both of them back and forth, how they had to force themselves not to laugh, at each other. That was one of the fun parts of watching that. But
and in real life, they were all great friends. They loved each other.
Yeah.
You can see that.
And shows like Carol Burnett, you know, that's not going to, you know, you're not going to see anything, an entity like that on TV anymore. Did they actually, did they shot it live, but was it aired live? I don't remember.
I think early on it was, and then they shot it for a live audience. But I think early on that stuff was in the era when they did a lot of live television. Left it to the, just left it to whatever happened.
You know, it is interesting. In the next few weeks, they're going to do, which we talked about last, they're going to actually, ABC's going to do a live event broadcasting. It's a one-night reboot of All in the Family mixed with the Jeffersons with Woody Harrelson and Jamie Foxx live. You like that? Does that make
how
you want to watch?
How many people remember that those two guys, how many people remember Woody Harrelson and Jamie Foxx on those shows? I mean, really and truly, do you really remember that's where they got their start?
Carol O'Connor and Sherman Hemsley were originally on those shows, but I think Woody Harrelson's a really good actor, and Jamie Foxx is a good actor also. I think it's a really interesting idea what they're going to do, and I think there's going to be a sizable interest in doing it, specifically because it is live. I think that does create enough the ante in terms of people being excited to see it. And let's be honest, Carol O'Connor is, in my opinion, as iconic a character, a TV staple as ever was. I mean, Carol O'Connor. But I am interested to see how Woody Harrelson plays a character. I am.
Well, a moment.
Did you hear
the
story?
Conway. Go ahead.
Daniel Craig broke his ankle on the set of Bond film.
Really?
And they suspended production until he heals. I believe they were filming the last scene of the movie. He was sort of jogging onto the set and fell awkwardly, and ankle was hurt and said it was hurting and wound up that it was broke.
So he wasn't actually in a scene. He was on his way to do a scene.
I think so. I think so. But I also read when he did the first Bond film, Casino Royale, during a fight scene, he got two of his teeth knocked out. So he's done a lot of his own stunts. He's not scared to get. Well, listen, it paid him like $50 million to do it. So doing your own stunts, I think, practically is a pretty good thing.
Tom Cruise does that, and he gets hurt all the time.
He broke his ankle, remember? Yeah. On Mission Impossible.
And the people that insure these shows, they don't like them. The insurance companies don't like the stars because look at what now it's like it did with Mission Impossible, stopped the production while his ankle healed or his leg healed.
And that's an insurance claim, and that's a very expensive insurance claim, no doubt about
it. Absolutely. I noticed that Stan Lee's former manager has been charged with elder abuse in the way he handles Stan
Lee. I heard
that
story. That story's been reported for the last few months.
We've been talking about this for a while, and we suspected that that's what was going on because his family was very concerned that his money, his bank account was being drained.
Empty.
So they at least arrested this guy.
Yeah, right. All right, Chucker, you got 10 seconds for a movie news story if you have one.
Disney's going to redo Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Josh Gad, who is primarily known for Book of Mormon and also was in Beauty and the Beast, is going to play the Rick Moranis role. That was a good film in 89.
Yeah, but why redo it? That was
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.